Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts are Amy Black, the president of the Dunes Arts Foundation, and Jeffrey Baumgartner, who is the producing artistic director for the Dunes Summer Theater. And yes, that's a round of applause.
The crowd
please.
Goes wild.
So, Amy, I understand that Dunes Summer Theater is transforming from a community theater to a regional theater. So why the change?
Well, it's actually going back to its roots. Once Dunes Arts Foundation became incorporated as a nonprofit in 1952, the founder's vision, Norm McAlvey and others, was to be a regional theater. They wanted actually to have equity actors, but that's kind of cost prohibitive. So as we looked around the community, we've got some excellent community theaters there, two or three of them in the area. So it's like, you know what, let's go regional because we're northern Indiana. We can pull from St. Joe and even Wisconsin and out in Chicago area. We thought, yeah, let's become a professional quality theater in the region and just spread our wings, if you will. And it's really been good.
So you're now paying all of your actors?
We do pay all of our actors. We've been doing this. This is our third summer now with the Dunes Summer Theater being under new management, new board. So that was one of the first things that we said when we came in. Jeffrey in particular said, we must pay our actors. You know, we pay our directors.
Don't quit your day job.
Definitely don't quit your day job, but maybe gas and a burger. So.
Sure. Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So it's not equity yet.
It's not equity, but we will entertain equity contracts in the future. That's certainly where we want to go when we grow
and
up.
And this is year three, summer three for this new board and new management. So I think I would say within a couple of years we might start to talk about that at the board level. Yeah,
cool.
It really becomes when you bring up your audience expectations.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Jeffrey. What could you briefly tell us about this, the remaining shows in the summer season?
Why is he asking me those questions?
Because you're the producing artistic director.
Oh, that's why. That's why. Well, you know, the next up will be I love it, the classic drama, Other Desert
drama.
Cities,
it and says it's that here
it's
on the
really it's really quite nice. It is five Chicago actors, Susan Padveen from Columbia College. They are rehearsing in Chicago. It's a real different take for the Dunes Summer Theater. We've been entertaining how we can continue. We're about 80% Chicago talent. So that will be the next one up. It runs three weekends starting June 28th. After that would be really our theater for young audiences, Hansel and Gretel. I think on our brochure it's Go Cajun, but it's actually called Meets the Swamp Witch. But it is a nice adaptation that puts you in the Cajun. I'll let Amy maybe talk about Andrew. But we have a really wonderful, almost a rotating repertory situation with a concert version of South Pacific, three performances only. And that's at the end of July, July 26, 27, 28. July 27th is our annual gala, our fundraiser. But we have a guest artist coming in to play, Emile Debeck. He is from the School of the Lyric Opera, and we're really quite excited. I was looking at contracts yesterday, and we're issuing contracts with artistic company, and it numbers almost 40 people involved in that project, cast and crew. So it's really quite cool. That is our musical director and director, Andrew Holtz, who joins us from Tucson. He summers in Long Beach, and he landed around Memorial Day, and he leaves around Labor Day. So we're really happy to have him. He's doing a lush orchestration. Steve Scott from the Goodman Theater, 35 years, just retired from the Goodman Theater as producing director. He returns to us this year with Working 2012. Of course, that's a retooling of the original Working by Studs Terkel. And John, I got to tell you, it's we kept hearing that the Studs Terkel had a connection to the Dunes Summer Theater, and we finally found it in the 50th anniversary booklet that Studs played Lenny.
Wow.
In Of Mice and Men on our Dunes stage in 1952.
Wow.
The second production.
He must have known the founders.
Correct.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Something.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's great.
And then we end up the season with Billy Bishop Goes to War. It's a two-man musical, two-hander, as they say. The nice thing about the retooling, going back to Working 2012, the reason it's 2012 is that it includes a couple of songs by Lin-Manuel, of course, of Hamilton fame. Yeah.
So what are there any other surprises that are developing over the course of the summer? We have just 30 seconds left to reveal those if you would like to share.
Big surprises. I would say no big surprises. We like to publicize everything. So Andrew Salgado is probably our most unique concert this summer. Andrew opened for Carrie Underwood. And he's a wonderful singer-songwriter, lovely heartthrob as well, if I can throw that in. So he'll be on stage August 2nd for one night only.
Cool. Yeah. Well, that sounds fun. Yeah. Heartthrobs are a plus.
They are.
You are, John. You are.
Oh, thank you. Well, all right. Flattery aside, thank you for being here to tell us about the remainder and bulk, actually, of your summer season. Sounds like a lot of good things are going on there. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.